afternoon, good evening, good night, whenever you're watching this. Welcome again to the third day of the Summer Bible Club, and we're talking about High Five. So we've got a lot planned today. We're going to be talking about the power of God, but first of all, we're going to break into I May Never March with the Infantry. I'm sure you know it. That's why I have this army hat on. So let's all stand up and let's get ready to sing. Okay, boys and girls, are you there? Can I see you? There you are. There, good. Okay, so we're going to give us a high five. You ready for our High Five Bible Club Day 3? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. High five. Okay, here we go. What are we thinking about today? Lots of activities, but the thought today is about. Are you ready? God's power. God's power. So that's what we're going to be our little thought today. So let's pray and let's talk to God. So, ready? P-R-A-Y. Spells pray. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this new day. Thank you for every boy and girl that's listening just now. And maybe mum or dad or some older people in the house as well today too, maybe even young people. We just pray, dear God, that they, Lord, each one, you will speak to them today, and we just would pray that you'll help us to enjoy all of the different things that we're going to hear right now, and we pray maybe for some boy or girl who's thinking about trusting the Lord Jesus, we pray that even today may be the day when they do just that. So, Lord, bless us now as we think about God's power in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we go.
Boys and girls, yesterday we were learning the words of John chapter 3, verse 16. And we want to go over it again today, just to make sure we know it really well. And Lauren's here to help me. Now, have you any ideas of how we can learn this? What about ping pong? I love ping pong. So, we'll say the words in red together, and then we're going to take turns saying the words. So, you can join in with Lauren. I'll start, and then you can go. Okay, so everybody together in the red words. After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was really well done, boys and girls. Now, will we try it the opposite way around? This time, you start, and we'll see how we go. Okay? After two, one, two. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boys and girls, that was really well done. Everybody give yourselves a good round of applause. And I hope this verse really sticks in your head and you can think about it.
Boys and girls, we're going to sing maybe a new chorus to some of you about the wonderful news of Jesus, and we'll sing it through twice. So you sing your very, very, very best.
Have you heard the wonderful, absolutely marvelous, awesome, great and fabulous news of our Jesus? While he came to die for me, take my sin and set me free. Have you heard the wonderful news? Have you heard the wonderful, absolutely marvelous, awesome, great and fabulous news of our Jesus? How he came to die for me, take my sin and saved by Christ and set me free. Have you heard the wonderful news?
Boys and girls, do you see it in the picture? What's in the picture? It's a lamb. Isn't that right? But where is the lamb? Where is this landmark? Where is it in Northern Ireland? If you don't know, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to get someone in your house that can tell you where this is. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's in East Belfast and it's C.S. Lewis Square. There you go. Might come back to the lamb, but let's think about this for now. Can I ask you a question? What is the most powerful, or who is the most powerful person you can think of? Some kids will say, well, there's Superman, there's Spider-Man. But then again, they're all just cartoon characters. Some will say, you know who it is, Phil? Some will say, it's a weightlifter. Can lift. Lift the weights. And they are really strong, those guys. Whoa! They are so powerful. But I know someone even more powerful. Who is it? Who am I speaking about? I'm speaking about God. God himself. God's power, you see, is limitless. Well, with God, the Bible says, all things are possible. What I want you to do, boys and girls, I want you to do this. I want you to see if you can do this, okay? I want you to remember this. It's so, so important for our lesson today. That God is all powerful. In fact, with God, all things are possible. So let's try and do this little action, okay? So here we go. With God, all things are possible. After 2, 1, 2. With God, all things are possible. What a great God that we serve. Listen, the next thing I want us to think about is this. 2 facts. Did you know it took 20,000 men 20 years to complete just one of those large pyramids in Egypt? Did you know this? 2nd fact. That God made the universe, the earth, and all that's in it in 6 days. Just 6 days. He just had to break and it was so. I want to bring you to another place now. And I want us to think about this. A true story about some people, not just some, in fact, there were thousands of them. And they were all gathered together and they were really worried. Oh, but what are we going to do? We're going to all be killed. You see, there was someone after them. Thousands of people. And in front of them was a great big sea called the Red Sea. And there was another guy. Another man, and he was very powerful, and he was coming after them. Who might this be? It was Pharaoh. Remember, we're thinking about Egypt, thinking about those pyramids, thinking about Pharaoh. And Pharaoh and all his great army is coming after these people. They're called the children of Israel. And as they come after them, the people are worried. And what does Moses do? He's their leader. He says something to them. You know, he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And in fact, that's what the people do. They stand still. Moses is a man of prayer. He's been talking to God. And there that day, he says to Moses, hold out your staff. You see it? Just like a stick. I mean, just like this. Right? And hold out your staff over across the sea, across the Red Sea. Just hold it out. And the waters part. And the people went over to the other side in safety, every one of them. And it tells us that next day that as Moses put up his staff again, the water would come in around those Egyptians, and by the next day, there was none of them there. The problem had been dealt with. God had done a miracle, boys and girls. And so Moses trusted God, and God, well, he showed his power. So if God can control the sea, I wonder, can God control the animals? Well, here's another story. I'll throw this one to the side, okay? But this story here is about what we saw in our first picture. It was a lion. Isn't that right? A lion. Now, let me put this to the side as well, okay? Because when I think about the lions, I think about Daniel, a man who the Bible tells us a man who loved God, trusted God, and a man who prayed three times every day. Three times. And you see, one day Daniel was taken, and he was thrown into a lion's den, just simply because he trusted God, and he wasn't going to bow down and worship the government or worship the king. And there in the lion's den, he was there all night. And those were hungry lions. Let's see a lion. Come on. Come on, do it again, one time. And normally when someone or anything went into the den of lions, they would be eaten up. But the king comes down the next day and he discovered Daniel's alive. How could Daniel be alive? Well, remember that Daniel was alive because of the Lord. Of the Lord. He believed and trusted in God, and God brought him through safely. God is in control of the animals. Wonder if there's someone here, maybe you're afraid. Maybe someone listening today, maybe an older person, and you have lots of problems and lots of worries in your life, and you just wonder, can you even go ahead? You just don't see any way out of your problems. I want to say to you today to remember these three things. The three things are this. First one is to trust. Trust in God. Remember that God is all powerful and he can do what you can't do. If you haven't trusted him, the first thing to do is to trust him. And if you are trusting him, remember that he is your heavenly Father. When you trust the Lord Jesus, you become one of God's children. And so then you have a heavenly Father that will watch over you and will make sure that you are safe. Listen, second thing, not only to trust, but to talk. Who to talk? Well, if you have problems and difficulties, boys and girls, you know, you're worried about something, it's important to talk to your mom, to your dad, to your whoever's looking after you. That's important. When I think about the Bible, I've got the Bible down here, and I think about the Bible, and the Bible tells us to talk to God in prayer, to talk to him, and to bring all of our worries to him. In fact, the third thing that leads on to this is the throw. Now, I don't mean throw a stone, okay? But to throw all your cares. In 1 Peter 5 and 7, see all your worries? It simply says, casting all, or throwing all your cares upon him, upon God, for he cares for you. God cares for you. God can give you peace, and he can also give you strength. He can give you the peace and the strength to go through whatever it is you're facing. Listen, how he loves us. The greatest miracle to see, as we see God's power in the Bible, boys and girls, is the fact that God raised his Son from the dead, the Lord Jesus. You see, when Jesus was on the cross, and the Bible tells us there, a little part of that story reminds us, and that truth is that for 3 hours, Jesus, there he's on the cross, and darkness comes across the whole earth. Darkness for 3 hours. No one can see or imagine the pain that Jesus is bearing as he takes your sin and mine on himself, and he takes the punishment that you deserve and I deserve. You see, boys and girls, he loves us. He loves us so much. And it tells us, boys and girls, that on the third day he arose. He arose from the dead. And he did it all for you on that cross. Why? Because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's in John chapter 3, verse 16. God offers forgiveness. Will you trust him? Will you ask him into your heart and into your life? I trust that you will. This last little thing I have, you might have seen it at my feet here, is a stone. And the story's told, boys and girls, about a dad, and he says to his son, he's only a young fella, but he says to his son, "Son, can you lift that stone?" And they're down at the beach, and son, he gets down and he goes, "Aah," trying to lift it, but he can't quite lift it up. And his dad says, try again, and he goes down again, and he can't lift it. And he says, his dad says to him, son, you need to do something. So his son thinks again, I'll go down again, and he tries to lift it again. And he can't lift it, and he said, Dad, I can't lift it. And his dad said, all you needed to do was one thing. Boy, Scrouse, can you tell me what the one thing you needed to do? See if you get it. All he needed to do was to ask his dad, and his dad would have helped him. And he was, and that's exactly what did happen. His dad and his son went down, and together they were able to lift that great stone up. Together. You see, boys and girls, remember, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus, that you have a heavenly Father that loves you, that you can trust. He is all powerful, and he will help us through whatever it is we're facing. When we worry in school or maybe at home, pray, and God can help you, because God loves us and he wants us to trust him. Thank you for listening.
Hello boys and girls, today's High Five topic was God is so powerful. I'm going to have a quiz today, and I have three helpers here.
Trinity, Oliver, Cameron.
We're going to have a wee quiz so you boys can partake at home, and you can decide if you're going to be on the girls team or the boys team. You can tell some of your family if they're listening in too. So we'll have question one. Bill started his story with a verse. With God, all things are what? All things are possible. Very good. Pick a blue and see how many points we're going to get for the girls' team.
Get me a little bit.
How many, Trinity?
Six.
6 points. Very good. Question two. How many days did it take God to create the world and everything in it?
6 days.
6 days. Take a blink. How many points, Oliver? For the boys' team.
4.
4 points. Question three. When Moses and the children of Israel left Egypt, who came chasing after them?
Pharaoh and his army.
Yep, well done.
And how many
points?
2,
that would be,
yes.
2 points. Well done.
Yes.
Cameron. What happened to Daniel in the lion's den?
God shut the lion's mouth.
God shut the lion's mouth. Very good. Well done, Oliver. Yep, go ahead, last one there for the boys.
Is that four?
Steve, how many points?
Four.
14.
Ten!
So the girls got 10 points, and the boys just beat us by 14 points.
Yeah!
Strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The rivers are His, the mountains are His, the stars are His, and Him are too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Today we have learned God is powerful. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Bye!
Hello boys and girls. Today we were learning about how God is powerful. And we're going to make a little bookmark with John 3:16 on it. And if you know this verse, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And that tells us all about God's love and how powerful he is to save. And this one, again, is a really easy craft. Anyone, any age can do it. You've got little felt tips in your pack, and I want you to just grab your felt tips and colour in your bookmark. And then, once you've finished colouring in your bookmark, you're going to take some wool. And there's a little hole here, but it's not punched yet, so you have to go and get a grown-up to help you make a little hole at the bottom of your bookmark. And then you're going to tie some wool through this hole. Whenever your bookmark is finished, it will look something like this. It's lovely and colourful, and you can use it maybe in your school books or maybe in your Bible if you have one at home.
Hi boys and girls, it's Phil here again. I wonder if you've got your worksheets completed. Don't forget. And not only that, what about your crafts? Get them completed. Get someone at home. Take a wee picture of them. Set them down on the table. It might be your worksheets or your crafts or both. Before tonight, ask the parent or guardian. Send them off to our WhatsApp number. And it's coming up on the screen. And it'll be up on the screen at the end. Either that or send it to us on Martyrs Memorial Church Facebook Messenger. You can message us the pictures there. Get someone to do that for you, because these are some of the prizes that you can win, and we have loads of prizes to give out this week, but you need to get them, your pictures all in today, and then we're going to pick winners out, and then next week we're going to deliver all these prizes out. So make sure you're in with a chance to win.
Hello, I'm Mr. Brown, Minister of Martyrs Church, and I'm here to tell you about prizes, competitions that you'll be entering, and you have to have them in on the quiz, on the crafts, on the worksheet by 9 o'clock tonight. And then tune in tomorrow morning at 9:45 in the morning to Martyrs Memorial Productions on YouTube, and you'll find out if you've won or who's won.
Remember, if you're not in, you can't win. Boys and girls, this is the time where we dominate Whiteside and do all the fun activities and games and all of the stuff, but we can't do that this time. But what we are going to do is we're going to go out and enjoy some activities. Alright, watch the little videos, want you to take part, and want you to enjoy it as well.
Everybody, are you ready to do some fun exercises with me? Grab your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, get off the sofa and come and join me. We're going to start off today by just warming up. We're going to wriggle our fingers, we're going to rotate our wrists, we're going to do some big arm circles, rotate them both directions, let's do one at a time. Here's our right arm and here's our left arm, very good. Now let's put our arms up above our head, stretch high, and let's come down and touch your toes. Just nicely stretch, if you can't touch your toes, don't worry, just try your best. Bend your knees and come back up. Let's regular toes inside our shoes. Let's rotate our ankles 3 times this way and 3 times the other way. Let's rotate this ankle 3 times this way and 3 times that way. Very good. Let's get ready to move into our first exercise. So the first exercise is jumping jacks. Everybody knows how to do jumping jacks, yeah? Just arms up above your head and legs out like this. We're going to do it for 15 seconds. I'm going to set a timer here and you're going to do it along with me. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Want to see your arms high up above your head. I want you to give it your all. It's only 15 seconds, remember? So we're going to try and do this as best as we can. We're going to get the heart rate up and there we go. There's the timer. 15 seconds. Very good, everybody. Now, are you ready for your second exercise? We're not taking much break, but it's only 15 seconds, remember. So our second exercise is we're going to run on the spot for 15 seconds. We're going to do it as hard as we can. Okay, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Off we go. Lift your legs up, pump your arms. Really try your best. Make sure you set your timer. As hard as you can, as fast as you can. Let's keep up the pace. And there we go, there's the timer. Good job, everybody. That one makes you really out of breath. Whew, I'm so tired. Third exercise, and last one you'll be glad to hear, is high knees. So we're gonna lift our knees up like this and touch your hands. We'll start off maybe with small, and then we'll get nice and big for the finish. So this is your last exercise. Let's give it your all. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Start off small. So little jumps. And then let's get big. Lift up your hands and try and touch your hands. Whew. Really lift those legs up. Really get them up high. It's only 15 seconds. And 3, 2, 1. There's the timer. Very good, everybody. Brilliant job. Brilliant effort. Let's just cool our bodies down by doing a little few more exercises. Let's rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards. Control your breathing. Big deep breath. Just bring that heart rate down, down, down. Let's spread our feet out. Put our arms up above our heads again and come down and touch your toes. Nice stretch. And all the way back up again. Now, put your arms out in front of you and try and pull your hands apart. Don't pull too hard, you should hurt something. But that's a nice stretch just in there at your back. Very good. Now let's take this arm and cross it over our bodies and just grasp it with your left hand and rotate to the left. And let's do the same in the other arm. Cross it over your body and to the right. Very good. And for the last one, we're going to see how tall and how small we can make ourselves. So reach up into the sky and see how tall you can make yourself. Try and beat your mommy and daddy. Reach up high, stand on your tippy toes. And then for the last one, let's try to make ourselves really small. So crouch down and hug yourself really tight and say, good job. Brilliant effort, everybody. Well done.